Now we're on. Welcome to Insight without Jack Stogler. He's off this week and I think next week. And next week we might not be on if our boys win on, well, tomorrow night. They would be scheduled to play next Wednesday night. So we'll see how that goes. So we'll see what's going on there. But for tonight, we have Tim Buescher from TriStar in to talk about what TriStar is, does, what they take care of, how they do things. How are you, Tim?
Super. Glad to be back here. Always appreciate coming over to the big house where my roots started here.
Yep.
35 years ago.
35. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
34 years ago. Yep. Now, hard to believe.
You were teacher and athletic director?
I was taught and then did junior high volleyball for 5 years, JV basketball for a couple. Boys and JV girls and seventh grade boys, and then helped with baseball 1 or 2 years, and was tried to be athletic director.
Yeah.
Well, we did some fun things. Then we got to start football, which I'll never, that was one of the neatest things I've ever done. That was kind of cool to be a part of.
So you were the athletic director when that started?
Yep.
That's awesome.
I was in Chicago for that 1 year when it got started, but I came back that we started, and it was with the stadium. I remember being part of that.
Yep.
The track, it was limestone then, and then how that's just become a beautiful facility out there.
Yeah. Yeah, it has. It's really nice, and so many things have changed, but a lot of things are still the same.
Exactly.
So I think somebody was telling me, and I know it's pretty close, our new gym is older than our old gym was when we stopped using it.
Really?
Yeah. We've used the new gym longer than we used the old gym.
That's hard to believe.
I don't know if that's exactly correct, but I know it's either happened or coming up very in the next year or two that it will have been used more than the old gym. And it was state of the art. And really, now the only thing wrong with it is we have to have that railing in the upper deck. I don't know if it was the technology or the I-beams and stuff weren't available back then for it to be all the way across like they're doing the gyms now, like Coldwaters is, New Bremen. Everybody has that new thing except for us in St. Henry.
They were built about the same time.
Yes, they were. Mm-hmm. And they're almost identical except ours has the student section in the end zone, and their stairways are on the inside of the gym, which takes a little bit of seating. And ours are on the outside of the gym, and that adds a little seating. But other than that, they're basically identical.
Yeah.
They were state of the art, and that came along because back before that, basketball exploded from about 1965 to 1975, and St. Henry's gym held almost 1,000 people. So we would try to get that gym when we could, and also the Salina Fieldhouse was by far the most monstrous gym around. And now you look at it and you're going, it's still a nice gym, but this was big.
Yeah, well, and I remember before recovering as a kid, renting Coldwaters once in a while.
Yeah,
I remember a couple games over there. As a little kid, and Kevin Dilworth, I remember watching him in tournament. I thought he was number 10. He was a stud.
Yeah.
And going to Lima Shawnee for tournament, and my mom was from here, and I obviously aunts and uncles, and I remember as a little kid, and Al Sauter was coaching, and Dilworth get in there, and he get in foul trouble, take him out, and it went from a 10-point lead to a tie game. Kevin come back in, back to a 10-point lead. I remember I had great memories, and having relatives here, my grandparents, and you're talking about the gym. I remember being here, that new gym, we got to host some tournaments.
Yeah.
Like in district or sectionals and or districts, and that was fun. Talk about the communities. That was so fun. Everybody helped out. Bill Bechtel, Ed Wehrkamp, and just, I remember the carryouts to donate pizza. And it was really a good, having all these people come in, sellouts, and I remember Mike Lee, it was his first sectional title or district title ever. And I saw where Mike just got his 400th win in his career, and just that was just fun running tournaments here. And people were so excited when we ran those tournaments.
Yeah, he's coaching up north somewhere.
Andorra Gaboa.
Andorra, and it was one of those up there, but couldn't remember where. But so we've talked about basketball, so I guess it's time for sports talk.
Yeah.
So let's take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about some of the things going on with TriStar. And we'll just start kind of wherever you want to start, Mr. Buescher. We'll be back in just a minute or two.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just the same. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing their products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero-turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
This is Amy Wendell, Secretary of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce. We would like to invite you to celebrate some of Fort Recovery's most valuable community members on March the 9th at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria for the annual Chamber Banquet. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. with a 50-50 and other raffles to participate in. Dinner will be served at 6 p.m. and presentation of awards to begin around 6:45. Tickets for the banquet are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Park National Bank, or feel free to contact any of the chamber officers. Tickets are $15 apiece. The chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet on March the 9th.
Welcome back to Insight. We have Tim Buescher from TriStar. So far, all we've done is sports talk. So let's get into the actual reason you're here, Mr. Buescher. We're doing TriStar. What's your actual title?
I'm actually the director.
Okay, so that's basically like the superintendent.
Principal or superintendent. Yeah, I always tell it's a psycho superintendent without superintendent's pay.
Okay.
That's and we do a little bit of everything. That's one thing at TriStar. Everybody does a little bit of everything. With our new facility, well, not 6 years, which is hard to believe. It's kind of like probably a principal slash superintendent, and we have assistant director, which is like an assistant principal. She takes care of evaluations and the little bit of discipline we have. Honestly, we're so...
Yeah.
Paula Vantilbert, I kind of want to introduce her. She's our first year as assistant director. We stole her from Vantage Career Center. She lives in Salina, actually right across the street from TriStar. She's been in career tech her whole career, so obviously and actually a lot better qualified than I ever was when I got hired. Brian Stetler, he's now our VOCE person. He kind of retired and got him works our special ed kids. And, you know, we had 18 people apply for the assistant director's position.
Wow.
When I got it, I think there was maybe two people, and he kind of recruited me, and I was the best of the worst, I guess, is the way I looked at it. She has, you know, career tech background, so we're just so excited. She's got new ideas, and it's just good that, you know, younger and that there, and seriously, much better qualified than I was when I was hired, but TriStar has changed from, you know, went back in 1997 when I was hired.
Yeah, and a lot of that is because you and the people there have produced a top-notch product, and people know it. And some of that is obviously your leadership, but there's so many people involved and so many school districts involved, and the support from all the school districts has to just be the greatest thing.
Exactly. And in the superintendents over the years, even our agreement that was written years ago, I go around the state and I can't tell you how many times our compact agreement, there's like 12, 13 schools like that in Ohio, have taken our agreement. And they said, Buescher could do what you did. And it was good people back in 1983 and then in 85 when the other schools were added. But and it's a community. I mean, just the whole thing, the support. But it comes down to teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I know. When we were at our other facilities, you know, the three schools and six different places, you know, we didn't know the difference. I wish I could take the kids first 2 weeks of every school year,
yeah.
Even some of our newer teachers, for 2 weeks in our old facilities. But what our teachers did in the old facilities spoke a lot of why the levy passed, or why we got the new school.
Yeah.
We still had, you know, a great teacher sells ice to an Eskimo. We have a lot of that. You can have the greatest facility program, but if you don't have the teacher that connects with kids, the program right. don't go.
Right.
And so, but you're right. So many people, the businesses and the voters, you know, we had that. And I know it's been 6 years, but it still seems like yesterday. It's hard to believe it's 6 years. We had, it was kind of a cool story about 3 weeks ago, not this past summer, summer before last, we got a call from Fort Wayne, Allen County, mm-hmm. their economic development people. They want us to come and talk about TriStar, how we got the school done. There was a connection. Someone from Sline grew up there, had heard about TriStar, was reading the paper, and had us come up. We talked to 6-7 of the top companies in Allen County. Like, these are big-time
yeah.
companies. And just explain how we did it. There were some superintendents there from Allen County Schools. 8-9 of those came out several weeks ago. And they were just, they wanted to do something like we did. They said, how'd you get it built? And that there. And Allen County, I didn't realize how big they are.
Yeah.
They wanted to build it in one spot. They're so big, they might build two different schools. So kids go half day mm-hmm. and that there. But to have, and they went to another career center in Ohio, about an hour from here, that just did a $165 million facility. Very wow. nice. It's,
yeah.
it's Taj Mahal. I mean,
yeah.
and there's a reason they have to do that. And it's, and they actually, that school stole stuff from us. But what was impressive, or they, obviously they even came from Fort Wayne to see ours. That's pretty, yeah. we're West Central, Pocono, All Glades, Mercer County. But they just couldn't believe it. They said, this looks new yet. And I think that's the pride of our teachers, our students, our, you know, custodial staff. But they said, this makes sense. This is a common sense useful facility.
Yeah.
That is neat. I mean, we don't have gold-plated doorknobs, but we have a nice built facility that we'll have paid off in 6 or 7 years. Think of that. We'll have it's over half. Yep. We're almost done paying it off. And that's the support of the people, but that it made sense what we built. And, you know, we increased our enrollment over 60% in that there. But it still comes down to the teachers that we had kids beforehand. Now we have more kids wanting in. We can talk about that in a little bit. Just, you know, we just had to sign up for next year already. But it's just, it takes good people on all parts. It's like, you know, even getting the bill. Thanks to Keith Faber. Jared Ebbing helped out. Our superintendent said, we want to help with this. We all need to pay this.
Yeah, superintendents of all the schools.
Yes. Yeah. yeah, you know, they were like...
they're in the education business, and this is actual education that for most of those students there is going to be their livelihood, which is exactly why you're educating the people so they can be productive citizens.
Exactly. And, you know, obviously we all know the need for skilled labor.
Yes.
And I think we did so many years, if you weren't a college kid, you were yeah. nothing. Well,
yep.
now we're paying for that.
Yeah, I grew up in that era.
Yeah.
I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up, and I'm 75 years old. You know, I went to college because I was supposed to.
Yeah.
And
we need college. And, you know, there's
yeah,
people
oh, absolutely.
Now, there's people now, oh, everybody should be career tech. No, we don't. We don't need everybody in career tech because we need doctors and teachers and lawyers.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
One of what's changed with career tech is that a lot of our kids go on. You have to go on. I mean, you look, we have a med prep program, robotics, and it's going to be a 6-year program, it'd be a 2-year, it'd be a, four, mm-hmm. it'd be a 1-year program. You can go with 9 months, 6 months to a welding program if mm-hmm. you want. So it gives kids a lot of choices, and they can go work first, then they may go to college a little bit later. So, you know, it's just, there's so many options. I've heard so many times, gosh, Tim, I wish TriStar was there.
Yeah.
When I was there, or man, I wish I'd have went there.
Yeah.
Or I wish we had a facility like this, because one of the neatest stories when we did the thing was Fort Recovery. Mrs. Google, Weigel used to work.
Oh, yeah.
Worked in the superintendent's office, secretary, yep. and I saw her like a year later, and she goes, "I just want to tell you, Tim, on the day of the voting, there was 3 or 4 kids come in. They didn't know how to vote." They were 22 years old, said, we've never voted before, but we want to vote for this levy. Now, how cool is that?
That's awesome.
22 years old, came just to vote for that because they said they need something new.
Yeah.
And I think that's the buy-in we had with that. And I know it's kind of old news, but, you know, that's just a neat story. But how, when I tell these other schools and that visit, we were very lucky. We had talked earlier about the Fort Recovery football
yeah.
stadium. This is the same thing. Like, communities jumped in on this, and our superintendents approved it, but they kept their hands off. They said, this is yours. It's the company's job to sell this. They were supportive, and that's what I think helped it. The companies
Yeah.
Knew we needed this.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a bunch of companies. You might talk a little bit about some of the companies that were involved and how they were involved in curriculum, maybe donating something to this, that, or the other, equipment or money or whatever it might be, whatever you feel free to talk about. Let's talk about why some of those companies thought that what you're doing was important enough for them to spend time and money and resources on.
Exactly. And you know, we never sent one letter out. And we had a company in Coldwater that stepped forward and said, could you use some help? And this company's, and then they just came, and I actually got something together with help of Jared Ebbing, what are these rooms worth? And they made a proposal. And the deal was, they didn't want to know how much was given. And I said, but we do a press conference. I really don't want to. And I said, I get that, but would it help? I said, I think when one company does it, we'll get more companies. They did it. Mm-hmm. And within 2 weeks, I had four or five other companies. Yep. And, you know, and they came forward. So it was all said and done. It was like over $2 million of equipment or money. We have Midmark from Versailles, whose kids cannot even come to TriStar. For sales kids cannot come. They donated two of the med prep labs in our vet tech, or animal health. And but the reason is they hired a lot of people from Mercer, Auglaize, Shelby, Stark, which we have kids from those four counties, and they see the equipment, but they get that in return. In return, there's other schools seeing us. Where'd you get that equipment? Yep. They've gone to them, bought their equipment, and Midmark has helped them. We've had, you know, one company capped. They said when they hire a TriStar student, it saves them between $7,500 and $10,000 a kid. So the first year there was kids capped 3 miles from us.
Yeah.
Kids didn't even know it existed.
Yep.
First year they hired three kids. That saved them potentially $30,000.
In teaching the kids how to do their job.
And those kids
job.
Are making money for them sooner.
Yep.
So that's the buy-in. That's why it's that these companies, if it's Crown, Midmark, PAX Machines, it's just 49 degrees.
Yeah.
They donated our colors and some of the supplies there. And because of that, other schools, they were always in the athletic stuff, other schools have now hired them to use the colors and stuff. Like this company come down, or these from Fort Wayne, the superintendent's school, it's so colorful. The schools, they've been like this, they don't have this color. Yours is like bright and colorful. It looks like a college. And it's quiet in there. It's just a different feel. And I'll talk about our enrollment for next year and the way Career Tech is going. It has paid off. I mean, we're up 60% from our old facilities. We're up over 60% in enrollment. And those kids are finding jobs. I mean, I know a kid graduated 2 years ago. He started out at $70,000 a year. His father is an administrator at one of our schools. And that's before overtime. He bought a house at age 20, as a 20-year-old, has another sibling that wants to be a nurse, and it's a good job. He'll be $400,000 ahead after 4 years because what they have to pay, and nursing is a good profession.
Oh, absolutely, and very necessary.
And that's, we need them. I mean, you're 70, so I'm 60. We don't need them in that. So it's just, and it's not for everybody, but for that position, if you like it, it's a great opportunity. My son went to TriStar, and it's amazing how many, you know, administrators, kids, and teaching kids we have come to TriStar that, you know, there's, you can be a doctor, you can be a nurse, EMT, firefighter, teacher, veterinarian.
Yeah, see, the teacher thing, I think we talked about a little bit off the air, and I said, well, anybody that's going to be anything except a teacher or something like that, there's something at TriStar, and you said, no, we got a teaching program.
It's our third year, first full year, and a person we stole her from Coldwater was Mandy Diller.
Oh.
Or Mandy Leverett. And she's dynamite.
Yes, she is.
And she's taken that program. It was early childhood. And we looked at changes for a couple reasons. One, a lot of the kids in early childhood were becoming teachers. And it limited us to basically elementary. Well, our superintendent said, Tim, we need teachers. There's going to be a short. It's getting bad, and it's going to be real bad.
Yeah.
We had Bowling Green come in last year in Toledo. Those schools are down 50% of number of students becoming teachers.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Bowling Green has always been a teacher's college.
Yes. They talked, and I had a health PE background, and 40 years of going to school and doing this, I never, you better get something else besides health phys ed. There are too many of those teachers. She said, we need health phys ed teachers. I had never heard that in my 40 years of going to school. And she said, in fact, there's seniors there. They're starting their senior year at Bowling Green. They get a job before they even start their senior year.
Wow.
They get a contract for the following year.
Wow.
That's how some of these schools, with special ed especially, and biology and, and English.
Wow.
I said, if I had that when I was in college, I might not finish my senior year.
Yeah.
Knowing I had a job already, I might have flunked out. But but there's just such a need, and that was one thing we'd switched. And yeah, we got, and what's nice, you can be a high school teacher, you can learn some of the same skills, elementary, middle school, and Mandy has all those levels, and our numbers are almost full. We went from like maybe 20 kids, we have, you know, over 40 kids next year in it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just one program.
That's really good. Now, is that something that you think might expand or kind of hang around where it is, or do you have even the room and or the ability to make it bigger if it needs to get bigger?
Funny you mentioned, for next year, we have over 300 kids applied. We have 7 or 8 programs that are filled. We have wait lists. That would be one of our biggest ones there. We have room in a couple of programs, but most are between 23, 24, 25 kids. Construction is full. Welding. Vet tech. Cybersecurity is big. And HERS program is really one was full. Med prep, we had 69 kids sign up for 50 spots.
Wow.
We have 2 teachers for that. We have some plans that we do have to expand. Obviously, we like to see it 2-3 years in a row because I hate spending, and we had this a couple years ago, talked to Lieutenant Governor Husted at the time. He said, you need to expand. I said, well, we had 35 kids on a welding wait list. Mm-hmm. What if we spend $2 million to build a lab, and next year we only have 25 kids? So here we got it. So we got something drawing where it's maybe only 10 welding labs, but it's 5,000 square foot that we can, next year might be construction. So maybe it's a senior kid come in for 9 weeks. Mm-hmm. And that's enough to get a job because come and say, if you get 9 weeks of training, you won't blow the place up. We can get you a job and train you some more. So we have looked at that. And the state has put a lot of money in the last couple of years. There's some schools have 200-300 kids on a wait list, like bigger JVSs.
Yeah.
So I was actually on that committee of 12. We had 60-some schools apply to expand. Like one school got, I think, Sandusky. They had a welding lab from the 1950s. When they would weld, smoke was in their lab.
Oh.
So the governor and lieutenant governor felt it was so important, so they put $200 million for schools around the state to expand because they didn't have enough room.
Yeah.
And kids want nice spots. I mean, our companies, I think, what like about us, you come to our new facility, there's light. It's bright. It's airy. Machining, welding. It's not the old perception.
Yeah.
And they need to recruit kids. I know some companies, they've painted their labs and stuff so it's brighter, more lights. So it's because they don't want the old factory. And it helps because people want that. It's just a different clientele. And to recruit workers, you need that.
Yeah. If nobody else around was doing it, you could have the old dingy, plain old thing. But if somebody else is doing it, I think I'd rather work there. Sometimes you don't exactly know why you'd rather work there, but you you might not be able to put it into words, but the feeling's there.
Yeah.
And if one does it, then and they're getting all the good ones. Like there probably aren't any bad ones around here, but still, if they're getting the prime kids, then the next set of kids want to go there too, so if everybody gets on board with that, then everybody's working in what appears to be a more friendly, brighter, a little more cheerful kind of thing. Even though you're just welding, it's just a nicer feel. So
exactly, and people, I mean, it's the work. You know, workers have the upper hand in some of this now, because they need them, and our companies, we have great companies around here. I mean, you know, a lot of kids from J&M, we get a lot of kids, they hire a lot of our welding kids and stuff.
Yeah, and why wouldn't they?
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, they're good to go. And what's neat about TriStar, too, is that, you know, I love it. We had a teacher, he's retired, was one of our auto teacher. Many times my parents said, I'm really concerned. I know of little Paul. I use my son's name, so no way upset. You know, little Paul, I don't know, can you help him, whatever? He goes, I can teach him, they can learn 40 things in 2 years or 6 things. But if they can learn 6 things, I'll give them a full-time job because if they're good at 6 things, That's some people, that might be all they can do, but guess what? They'll get a full-time job because if they're good at it, we need that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's nice, that, you know, it's like anything. Everybody has different talents. Like, you may know basketball, some good at shooting, rebounding, you know, have speed. Some are just good at rebounding.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. You need that.
Yeah.
And that's how, kind of like TriStar, is that, you know, if a kid has four or five skills, they'll get a job. And they can live on their, I mean, they'll be self-supporting.
Yeah.
And because you need experts at everything, and you might not know 30 things, but you don't need to. Sometimes you only need to know two or three.
Right, yeah. And depending on where you go, you know, if you have at least a basic understanding, they can fine-tune that into exactly what they need. So,
and that's exactly what the companies look at. And that's one thing the companies now, too, have looked at. And that's something you kind of mentioned earlier, you know, our curriculum and stuff. You know, all of our programs, by law, have to have advisory committee.
We have
one for TriStar. We have, like, our board. But then every program has to meet at least once a year to get input from the field. Because, you know, say our machine trades teacher, precision machining, you know, after a few years, he might not know what's all going on out there. They go out and visit and stuff, but they come every year then and say, this is what we're doing now. And over time, it changes. I mean, we didn't have robots 7-8 years ago.
Yeah.
8-9, I guess. We didn't have computers in our graphics till about 12 years ago. We never had computers in there. Every room has computers now. Even welding machining.
Yeah.
So if you don't stay on top of that, you know, we had to be ahead of everybody. That's our job, is to train. So we had to have computers and stuff that the industry is using. One of the best things I ever heard when I was first started, we had older people come in and they had to evaluate a program. And I said, hey, are we good on equipment? And, you know, because, you know, we don't have the unlimited budget. I mean, we watch it. And he goes, I'll tell you what, you're ahead of us, but that's a good thing. You need to be ahead because you got to keep kids on the latest equipment. If you got stuff that's 25 years old, that don't help us out.
Yeah.
And companies around here have even stepped up their game because they've had to. You look at these companies, if it's, you know, J&M, JR, I mean, they have to compete. And so we have to have that same stuff. Now, there must be everything 2 years old, but and some stuff like construction, it can be maybe 10 years old.
Yeah.
But you need the latest stuff. I mean, we use air guns now, or nailers. Right.
Yeah.
You can use a hammer, and they'll teach them that.
Yeah.
But in the real world, you can't, that's too slow.
Yeah, it is. Yep. Let's take a break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about TriStar with Tim Buescher. Be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This winter, give your lawnmower the care it deserves with Hall Brothers Winter Mower Service Special. With free pickup and delivery, we're making servicing your mower easier than ever. Our skilled team will inspect, tune up, and prepare your lawnmower for a smooth spring start. Don't let winter wear you down. Keep it in peak condition. Call Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today. We're committed to keeping your equipment running strong. It's never too early to prepare for spring. Schedule your service today.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Here are the basketball broadcasts coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the boys begin their tournament run as they take on the Houston Wildcats at Troy at 6 o'clock. Both WPGW and Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting the game live, and the huddle video will be available for the game.
The girls defeated the number 2 seed West Liberty Salem on Tuesday evening and will now take on the number 3 seed Arcanum at Monroe on Saturday at 5:30. Both WPGW and Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting the game, and the huddle video will be available. It's tournament time, so get out and help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get to all the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Welcome back to Insight. We're here with Tim Buescher from TriStar, and we've kind of talked about all kinds of stuff. And we haven't really talked off the air where we want to go next. So just, I think I might have cut you off in the middle of a thought. But if there's anything you want to jump in and talk about, whether it's how many students do you have?
We have this year around 600. Next year, that's going to be a little higher. Like I said, we had over 300 kids sign up next year from the current sophomores, which always blows me away. I mean, it blows me away how many of these kids know what they want to do as a sophomore.
Yeah.
Part of it is they had a brother or sister or their dad or mom mm-hmm. is in this business, but in the field, but they've known since eighth grade, maybe. And so that's one thing. We got a lot of questions. You know, a lot of students apply this year, and we have a wait list. Parents, and we tell kids in eighth grade, as a sophomore, they visit as an eighth grader, and the sophomore, they visit again. How do you get in TriStar? Well, I'm going to tell you, it's 70% based on attendance. They're freshmen in their first half of their sophomore year, 30% in GPA. And people go, oh, and it used to be 60-40, but we've had kids with 4.0s not get in because their attendance. And company said, you might be a 4.0 student. If you don't show up to work.
Yeah, you don't help me at all.
And the goal is they can't make money off you. That's mm-hmm. why someone hires you. I'm bottom line. And there's exceptions. If a kid's in a car accident, you know, missed some days, our homeschool lets us know, the schools that feed us, send us kids. But that's so important. And this, I'm an old special ed teacher, and sometimes parents, oh gosh, GPA, my son or daughter's, you know, in special ed classes. That we do not weight those GPAs. It is what it is. That's by law, it's the best. It's a smart thing to do. And honestly, those kids, a lot of times, about 15% of our students in our 9 schools are on IEPs. Last year, 36% of our kids at TriStar were IEP kids.
What is IEP?
They're special ed.
Uh-huh.
And that there, and you never know it because they do so well for us. It's hands on. Like, I tell people this all the time. I could do our automotive book is at the 16th grade level. That's senior year in college. I could read it. I can pass a state test, written state test.
Uh-huh.
I can study it enough. I can memorize it. Do you want me touching your car? No way. I'd have 200 parts left after I tear the engine. But there's other kids that way. Maybe can't read the best, but you get them on hands-on, they're geniuses. They're 4.0s. I can't tell you how many times over the years, oh boy, Paul, he's doing well for you guys? Yeah, he's doing great. He's there every day, 4.0, he's getting A's. Oh, he was struggling over here. Yeah, because he's doing something he likes. She's doing something he likes. And that's why I want to tell parents that, you know, because your child's isn't, you know, special ed, they can have success at our place. And a lot of kids, all of a sudden now they do, say, machining. We do algebra, we do trig, yeah. But now it makes sense.
Yeah.
They can see it. And one year we had a new teacher, and the kids are asking him, sophomore, do you have to do math? Oh, yeah, you do trig and calculus. We had one kid sign up. We go to the teacher, what did you say? I mean, how we go... Well, the kids asked if we did math. You don't tell them that. You just tell them you add, divide, multiply. That's not lying. Then after they do it, then you tell them that was trig or calculus. And because a lot of our kids, you know, a lot of our kids that go to college are the first time in their family.
Yeah.
So they're a little nervous, and they were always told they're not good at math. Well, now when they see it, it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
And it's not the high level, but it's trig and calc, but it's the basics where, oh, this makes sense now. I see it.
Yeah, and that kind of reminds me, and it this isn't 100% true, but I remember, keep thinking back in high school, there were a lot of really of farmers' kids that were terrible at math. And it didn't make any sense to them. But you talk to them now, and they know everything about math that they need to know about this price, that price, how much, if I wait a little longer, I can get 3 more cents a bushel, and I've got 100,000 bushels, I know how much money that is.
Yep.
You know, that makes sense to them. X minus Y times Z equals, you know, they're doing it. They know what they're doing. They don't know anything about the X, Y, and Z. They know what makes sense to them, and they're not dumb. They just, that other stuff didn't make sense to them. And they're, you know, a bunch of the what used to be called dumb farmers are pretty smart and
you
doing
be.
Very, yeah, or you're not going
to
be a farmer very long.
I always would talk.
They knew exactly what they needed to know, and they were really good at it, and they still are, and they're most
successful.
Of them, yeah, extremely successful.
Real life skills. I always, we used to, some schools would go talk to eighth grade parents because they're getting ready for high school. And a lot of schools would give me, you have 5 minutes, 10 minutes to talk about TriStar. So I'd go there. This one, and I always use this example. People, and when I first started, they go, what's TriStar? It's hands-on. I said, use this example. How many of you in junior high school remember the algebra problem? Train A left New York City at 1 o'clock, and I'd see heads. This is adults. Their heads is in their hands. They're like, yeah. Don't bring that up. And I said, well, remember when train A left at 1 o'clock at 50 miles an hour? Train B left an hour later at 70. When does B run into A? And you just see there's sweat rolling down some of these parents. I mean, and I said, yeah, it's on paper. I don't make sense to me. But if I take the Amtrak, I'm the passenger. I paid $200. Now, the engineer needs to know that. I don't need to know it. Now, if I'm the engineer, I need to know the algebra problem. And I always use that. And it was that. But what we do, we're hands-on. And our med prep teacher at the time, and it's true, it's absolutely, she did this. In one of her labs, she had a mold of a brain. She would put lime jello in that mold. And one of their dissections was, and jello is kind of like, somewhat like a brain. It had the fissures, the brain, the valleys and stuff. They would take that, okay? The kids would carve it, you know, they would smell it, feel it, do it, and at the end, they get a spoon out and eat it. I always joke, and they did it, but it was hands-on.
Yeah.
Now that made sense. It wasn't in a book on a, problem number 10. They touch it, smell it, feel it, and I always said, they eat it, and parents, they laugh, but I said, but you understand, the kids, that's how you learn. And I always say, like a basketball player, a coach don't just show it in film, look at it. What do? You practice. That's what TriStar is. It's a hands-on. Now, there's some book work with some of the programs, but, you know, you go into our med prep or ag mechanics, they're working on stuff. Our construction class, you know, they might spend 2 years, maybe at the most 10% of their time in the classroom. That's their junior year. Senior year, they're building a house. It's hands-on. They get to see it. And they get a lot to make. We always tell kids, you can make mistakes. If you see, you got to build a door frame, you mess that up, you're allowed to make that mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Now you do it 3-4 times, then we got a problem.
Yeah.
But because if you own your own business, you start your own business, who's paying for that? Not the customer, because you screwed up, but you're allowed to learn here. That's how you learn, is by making mistakes. And, you know, talking about our TriStar house, it was kind of neat. Last year was, I think, our 39th house. And we passed the $8 million mark of our house. And it's a good price. It's probably worth a lot more than that. But I think our first house went for like $60,000. Last year was $420,000. But we've sold over $8 million of houses since TriStar started, which I think is kind of amazing.
That's
high school kids.
Awesome.
Yeah. Those kids come back, and every year, well, ours is better. Ours is the best one. Ours was better from 2 years ago. And that, but they take pride in that and stuff. So it's just kind of neat what high school, this is, people come to open house to go, high school kids did this. I remember one time we bought a couple from Michigan, bought the house and said, you know, Tim, and told the teacher, we were up there, this is better than adults' houses up there that adults built. But we have to. I mean,
yes.
And it's a learning experience, but the people get a great deal. But, you know, it's 2,200 square foot homes. They're nice. They're nice homes. I wish I would have took one of those. And I'm illegal for me to buy, but to build that same floor plan, because kids, even this year, they laid flooring. So they're going to do how to lay flooring. And stuff.
Wow.
And that's a great job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. A kid likes that, and they get so many different skill sets. So, yeah, it's just kind of amazing, you know, what high school kids can do when you give them an opportunity.
Yep. Let's take another break. We'll come back and talk more TriStar, and again, we'll kind of spitball all around the thing, and we might even get into some actual classroom sort of stuff, but we'll see where we go. Back in just a minute or two.
One guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Be sure to stop in to Wayne IGA and check out the new items in their grab-and-go cooler. They have a nice variety of fresh store-made salads and desserts, freshly cut fruit bowls, several varieties of store-made footlong subs, and now they also have some great ready-to-heat-and-eat meals like beef stir-fry, stuffed peppers, ravioli, meatloaf, chicken alfredo, and lots more. They also have containers of their store-made cooked beef, pork, and cream chicken. Check it out the next time you're there and stock up on your favorites. There's a different variety of grab-and-go meals every day. Grab-and-go at Wayne IGA, your best friend on a busy night.
Tired of your old clunker? Wishing for a brand new truck, a Polaris Ranger, or maybe even a luxury pontoon boat? Well, stop daydreaming and start winning at the Win on the Wabash Super Raffle. That's right, folks. You could win one of 356 incredible prizes, including cold hard cash, top-of-the-line firearms, or even a surprise vehicle. Tickets are just $100 and include entry into both the Friday Night Tow and Go Raffle and the Saturday Super Raffle, plus a weekend wristband into the event. That means live music, delicious food, and more chances to win. Don't miss your chance to win big and give back to the community. Head to wowraffle.com to snag your tickets before they're gone. That's wowraffle.com. You could be the next big winner at the Win on the Wabash.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with Tim Buescher of TriStar. And TriStar, you've got the new building. Levy paid for that. How do you pay your teachers? How do you pay for the lights? Where does your money come from?
Great question.
The money from the house that you sell, does that fund everything at TriStar? Or where does that money go?
That's a great question. That money goes all back to next year's house. So we actually, if there's tools and stuff we need to buy for the construction class, we take that out of there, any profits, so that lower, we don't have to take money out of our equipment grants or equipment monies. So if that program would ever stop, say we'd have $200,000 sitting there, then it would go back to TriStar. But that does not take care of any day-to-day costs. We can't do that. It's the agreement, and that's not allowed. Now, our money-wise, as far as how we run, first of all, every kid's, I'm going to make this easy, is worth like $6,000. If they're at TriStar for half a day, say if they're at Fort Recovery Schools, they're worth $6,000. Well, if Paul Buescher comes to TriStar for half a day, we get $3,000 of that. Mm-hmm. The state transfer that. Now, when they're in a TriStar program, and this is the same for the egg also at, say, at Fort Recovery, a kid's worth, say, another $1,500 because they assume, and it's rightfully so, a welding class is more expensive to run than an English classroom. Mm-hmm. So that money goes to, in the pot of TriStar, it goes to Salina, but that stays separate. So we get that foundation money, I'll try to keep it simple, and mm-hmm. then just weighted dollars for Career Tech. And each program can be a little bit different. Most of our programs get the highest dollar. Now, what we also do is we charge $650 per kid that comes to TriStar. So Fort Recovery has 10 kids, they pay another $6,500 mm-hmm. For TriStar.
And that comes from the school.
Yes, the school thing. We have no, the only levy we have is the building levy. As a compact, we cannot have levies, except we got special permission for the building for one time only. And that's a whole different story, but that's the only goes for the building to pay the debt on that. And that's done in like 7 years. We'll have that paid off in 15 years, which is pretty cool too.
Yeah.
So we also, for we have an equipment budget. So every school pays for every kid in grades K through 12. So Slina, or excuse me, Fort Recovery has 1,000 kids in grades K through 12. They pay 8 times 1,000, and that money gets sent to us, and we can only use it for equipment. No salaries, no run the building, no power. That's just for equipment. So we get about $90,000 a year so we can buy equipment for all of our programs. Now, I think one CNC machine might cost us $50,000.
Yeah.
So you can see we have to be very... We're good with our money.
Yeah.
I use this example. JVS is like Apollo is of JVS, Career Center, Vantages. They're funded a way different and stuff. But for every hundred, and they do great jobs. They're super. For every $100 they spend, TriStar spends $20.
What?
Yeah, it used to be a little bit lower than it was, used to be a little bit higher. State funding's pretty good. It has helped us, but we don't have a lot of extras. I mean, we have one secretary. Law schools our size, careers might have 2, 3, or 4.
Yeah.
We don't have guidance. We don't have to have all that stuff. We have, law schools have supervisors. We have director and assistant director. Schools, we always joke about we don't have people. But we like that. It works for us. I'm not complaining at all. I've never complained. You know, when I got hired, I was the first assistant director 27 years ago. They didn't have that. Dave Brister did it by himself. We did get assistant director. It was one time we didn't have it again. We lost it because of funding or cost. Then we got halftime. Now it's full time because we've increased our enrollment by 200 kids. So we have some extra funding. Plus we're under by ourselves. We need some help. There's more, like anything, paperwork. But yeah, we're very efficient with what we get. And I think that's one thing that works. And we all jump in. Like if we have eighth grade tours, I can tell you some places you never see the superintendent, director. We all help. The day of, you don't have anything else going on. Tim, you will be here.
Yeah.
Now, once in a while, there's meetings I have to go to, and we try to avoid that. But no, Tim, Paula, you're here.
Yeah.
Because we have a person, Julie Schosker, recruitment and tech. She's by herself. She has to, when 300 kids come in, she's got to get them all to all our facility or around and all the buses in and stuff. And she's obviously got it down. She's been there 39, 40 years. So,
wow.
Our office all is, I'm one of the rookies because, well, besides Paula now, but the one lady's retired this year, Marcia, after almost 40 years. Our other one, Julie, she's been there almost 40 years. I've been there 20. So we got some change we got to start doing. That's why we're so excited having Paula. Brian Stedler retired and went to VOSI. One reason, so we could get somebody new, because our superintendents and advisory board's worried, okay, if all three of us leave within a year or two of each other, that's a lot of knowledge.
Yeah.
And knowledge is why you do things previously. There's a reason we do things. And that's a lot of knowledge. So we're proud of that. If we're probably too cheap at times, but as a taxpayer, appreciate that. And that's why we are where we are.
And, probably, I don't know if it's even measurable, but the product you put out for what you charge us, is incredible. You put out $1 million people for $300.
Yeah.
You
know, we're pretty excited about that, and we're very fortunate. We got good staff, good kids. You know, like discipline wise, we don't have much discipline issues. Our biggest thing, I'm kind of nice, but this our drivers. This year's been bad for speeders. And we talked to the kids. We talked to them several times. The state patrol has helped us. Sheriff Jeff Gray was super with us this year. Sheriff Timmerman now has helped us. He's there. We've made a concerted effort. We've had 5 or 6 accidents, and I will tell you, we had 5 cars totaled already before Christmas, before Thanksgiving. Mm. Lucky they weren't. 1 or 2 is pretty bad. No one got hurt, but it's the first time the squad's been called a couple of times. They didn't transport anybody, but we told the kids, you got to do something. We don't need you killed. I mean, bottom line, we had State Patrol, we had a big meeting. Mr. Timmerman called all the Union Town Police, came over. Union Elman Coldwater, Union Elman Fort Recovery, just help us out. And it's, they have done that. It's helped out and stuff. But it we've had one kid, they had no tolerance. A kid got pulled over going 56 miles an hour. The kid come in, and they had to, because we put them on the bus then. If they, we give them some slack, but they could pay a $400 fine. But taking that bus is worse than paying a $400 fine.
Oh, yeah.
And that there, and the kid, oh, Mr. Busher, I was the one guy said, but you were probably speeding some other time. Now, he let you off on the speeding, but he got a seatbelt violation. Kid had to go to a school, and they pay $100.
Yeah.
And I said, no, you went over. You went over the speed limit. We told you, we've been telling you guys and girls, slow down. Now's what's going to happen. They're going to pull you over. If they know your TriStar, 1 mile over, they're pulling you over. And at there, because we don't want, I mean, we want kids to drive, and or, I mean, they have to and stuff, but it's like, slow down. We have plenty of time. And that's been our, that's our biggest issue, beyond discipline-wise.
Yep.
So, and, you know, we've had some accidents. You know, a couple years ago, we had, you know, a couple kids were in a fatality accident. And that's that. We don't want that. It's not fun. I tell kids, I was there at those funerals talking to parents. It sucks.
Yeah.
Bottom line. And we've asked parents to help us. And parents, most of the time, parents are pretty good. They appreciate it.
Yeah.
The funny ones are when the kid, Mr. Busher, I'm just got pulled over. You want to tell your mom? Well, I already called my mom. I've lost my license, so I had to take the bus anyway. And I give, and we kids mess. I mean, that happens, but just slow down. Just, we don't need those accidents.
Yep. Yep. So, but as far as discipline inside the building, nothing.
Very, very little.
Well, and like you said, a lot of it is, what, 70% attendance. And if you're, you know, if you're going to school, that means you kind of care and you're not going to be doing stuff. And then you get to pick what field you're going into. You're going to be wanting to pay attention. You don't have to, you're not back in the back of Latin class throwing spitballs, you know, because you're bored.
Yeah, and you don't have to take it. I mean, and we've had so many kids, you know, come back, oh my God, you know, Mr. Busher, okay, we know more. We're in college classes. We're helping other kids. Our engineering, she does a dynamite job. They'll come back, they said, the professors would ask, how'd you know that? My nephew went to it. So what's far ahead? I just, you know, it makes their first year of college easy. This is a great example. Med prep. My two nieces are in med prep, and Rice State Lake has a great program. Talk about a great local facility.
Yeah,
Rice State started nursing probably 5, 6, 7 years ago. They're one of the top three nursing schools in Ohio already.
Wow,
which is pretty amazing.
Yeah,
that there.
Yeah,
and my niece said, you know, Uncle Tim, you know, we go to start our class. They're in nursing, and med prep can be anything in the medical field, but they go to nursing. And what's neat about Rice State, for a couple of reasons. One, you get your 4-year degree for $26,000 or $27,000 total. Not per year, for 4 years.
Total. Wow.
And when you get there, you're enrolled into the nursing program right away. A lot of bigger schools, Ohio State, Ball State, you have to go pre-nursing for 2 years. Well, what if you don't make the cut? What are you going to do now? You know, you can be a biology teacher. Well, I don't want to be a teacher. I want to be in nursing because it's competitive. And with those schools, other kids from students from other colleges apply. They might be a biology major, say, at Rhodes State. Well, they apply. So you got all that competition. But what my niece said was pretty cool. In college, they expect you to know, say, this amount of information. And so in nursing school, they teach above that. Well, TriStar kids already know that first part. Other kids who went to their home, nothing wrong with their home school, but they didn't have it for 2 years, 2 hours, 3.5 hours a day. They had to learn that first stuff and that extra. We just had to learn the extra. And if you're the first time kid in your family going to college, it makes their life a lot easier. Over half the kids, I'd ask Mrs. Frank, she's the person, dean over there, I say, hey, can we guarantee a couple of med prep kids get first shot? She goes, no. I said, why not? You don't want that. When they interview kids, over half their students since they've started their program come from TriStar because they're so well prepared that they, in their interview process, that's the kid they want because it makes, I think Wright State has like a 97% passage rate or 98% on the nurse state nursing thing. They want TriStar because, or from Vantage or from Apollo because those kids have had 2 years. couple reasons. They know the stuff. Two, they want to be nurses because they just had it for 2 years. They know they want that as their major.
Yeah.
I think that's another thing with companies and talk about. If, you know, J&M wants a welder, then you had it for 2 years at TriCert. You must like this. It's not like, pick on Bubba. Bubba got high school. Well, I think I'm going to try to do welding. Well, after they train him in 6 weeks later, well, it's too much work.
Yeah.
No, he wants to keep scorebook.
Yeah.
So,
he's really good at
he's
that.
He's good at that. That's right. He found a thing. Don't know what else he ever did. I mean, he would take me over to Portland after basketball games when I was here. Jimmy's, we did that for every year. We did that. There's Mr. Perky Bile.
Yeah.
And Kurt sometime went with us.
Sure
that was a good time. That was memory. That was great memories.
Yep.
Did you ever dream when you first took the TriStar job that it would grow to what it is today? And to be, I mean, it is unbelievable. Like when you're talking about nursing, you're talking about, who would ever dream that?
It's come a long way.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, from the original. And today we got a presentation tomorrow to about 20 leaders from Mercer County to take leadership. And my Paulo, my assistant, was doing this thing. How would it started? The only path was right to their job, the real world. Now, it's both. You can do both. And you can be a college. You can go to college. You can do a job. You can do both at the same time. Yeah, I just never admitted or could have meant that. And, Bob and I said earlier, I'm the last person to have been hired with TriStar. At Christmas, my in-laws, brothers, get real toolboxes. I got toy toolboxes. They don't even touch anything. This is Chuck Etzler. Okay, we did the dugouts years ago before the new stadium.
Oh, yep.
Okay, we're on the Saturday. I think Mr. Pearson was out there helping. He was in construction.
Yeah, because Chuck worked for him in the summer.
Yeah. So we were doing that. So they're up on top on the dugout. They're thinking, hey, Tim, can you cut this? So they had it marked. Chuck, Tim, whoa. Chuck climbs down the ladder. Bush, you're going to hurt yourself. Okay, even back then, that's true. Chuck said, I said, what, Chuck? He goes, just hold it straight. That was my job. I mean, I was terrible at hands-on. I can't make anything. And that's probably more amazing than a TriStar, but it's good staff. And how it has changed our companies and parents and, it's just... and we need those people. And Bubba, you're right. It's just amazing. I don't think anybody would guess statewide how it has, but really for TriStar, what we started at and stuff, it's kind of we forget once in a while, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
And it's extremely appreciated in this area. Let's take a break, come back and kind of wrap stuff up and maybe talk about, and probably just about a 10-second conversation, but talk about how much it was appreciated by the passage of the levy to build it. We'll be back in just a minute.
Fors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Fors, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Fors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Fors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Hello, this is Trevor Winning, owner of Top Ranch LLC, former Hastings Automotive. I want to thank the community for the warm welcome back to town. I plan to keep the Hastings quality of service along with their previous employees. With the cold weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking the fluids, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all the lights for your worry-free winter travels. Give Top Ranch LLC a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Drama Club will present Cinderella on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, February 21st through 23rd at the Auditoria at the middle school. The show will be a humorous telling of the traditional Cinderella story. Tickets will be available at the door and are $10 for adults, $8 for students, and children under 5 get in free. The shows will be presented at 7 p.m. on Friday, February 21st, and Saturday, February 22nd, with a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday, the 23rd.
The show is under the direction of Reed Knuth and will feature our high school drama students. Make plans now to get this presentation of Cinderella at the middle school auditoria on Friday and Saturday evenings, February 21st and 22nd at 7 p.m. and Sunday, February 23rd at 2 p.m. Tickets will be available at the door. Don't miss it.
Welcome back. Insight with Tim Buescher from TriStar, and did a little teaser at the before we went to the break, but the levy you passed 2 years ago. How many years ago was that?
It was 2016.
Wow.
I know. Yeah.
Wow. And 8 years ago was passed.
Mm-hmm. And we passed it like 75% was the most at that time, the Ohio school facilities, the most one ever passed. Mercer County, it was the most turnout for a special election that they ever had.
Yeah.
And we passed it in all but three precincts, and that one, a couple of those like was 8-6 or 4-2.
Oh, yeah, yeah, in the where it's a corner of somebody else's county
something.
Yeah.
And some of it was like 90%. I think my precinct where I lived at it failed because of me living there.
Because
you
live
there. You know, it passed.
Yeah, and so, you know, it has to be a great feeling knowing that the entire area is supporting this thing so much. They're willing to go out in a special election and vote to give you money.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
And
people don't, you know, a bunch of tight Germans, they don't like to spend money on stuff that isn't important.
Well, and I think the timing was very good. And I think one thing, you know, the company has really supported it. And I think one thing, you know, people don't realize, Jared Emmings said, and he goes to meetings at times, and the companies will be 10 people that are called headhunters, trying to look for spots to put businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They won't say who they're representing. And he, after this had passed, and everybody talks about, we'll give you money, this. There's plumbing, or there's water, or there's sewer. He talked about this project. Hey, they just passed a levy. He said, there was times two or three come up, said, that will get you more companies coming in because they know the community cares about skilled labor. And you're building a school, and it may actually, the Cleveland Inquirer Dispatch did a big article, compared our county about 4 years ago to down in Southern Ohio, and it went to New York. I mean, I had people all over the place talk about how this is a community, even the economics are struggling, community that don't have enough workers. They were talking to people in the community, and yeah, there's people, we need jobs, we got wait lists. But how it impacts an area, West Central Ohio, that here's companies going, hey, we're going to build in St. Mary's now, or Mercer County, because they care enough. Now, so need people, but it shows that they care about their manufacturing, their ag, that they build a school, and they support that. That means kids are going there. And I never would have thought when we did this, and until Jared said that, he goes, yeah, that's more important than give them, you know, another county might give, we'll give you $3 million for land. Well, if they don't have the skilled laborers, that don't make, they can't be. They'll pay $3 million to come to Mercer, All Glaze, or Dark, because they know there's going to be labor.
Yeah.
And that's the effect that people, I didn't even understand until after.
Yeah. And most of it is people who will show up for work.
That's a huge thing.
Yeah.
That is absolutely correct.
Yeah. And even the people that aren't farmer kids still know the ones that are, and they know that it's important, and if they're looking for a job, they're going to have to compete against the guys that are going to be there every day, so they need to do that, and without even thinking about it, everybody just does that.
Yep, you're absolutely correct.
Everybody goes to work every day.
So you have a lot of farm boys. You have a few farm, let's say.
Yeah.
That, okay.
Fewer than less than it used to be.
Yeah.
But
so what's the talk? Like when them guys talk about bird flu and what's the gut feeling of the kids over there? Do they know how serious? I mean, how's that?
Well, I will go to our animal health program.
Yeah.
That's part of their curriculum. And if you've ever been, when we built this, and this is a true story, when we built that facility, we paid about $10,000. We put a shower restroom in that thing. And I'll tell you why we did it, Bubba. It was done just to show, hey, future, what could happen? Biosecurity was big 8-9 years ago. So we put that in. There was a 4 recovery kid. Now, cool story. I get a little choked up.
Yeah.
The father was there and looking to take TriStar, and he asked the teacher, he said, "Can we use that shower?" And the teacher goes, "Yeah, but it's for training." And he goes, he kept asking, "Well, why?" And he goes, "We own a farm. We got a million turkeys, chickens." And he says, "Because I can use that, I'm allowed to take the class now."
Really? Because it's, yeah. It's
we've had two of those.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget that.
Right.
The kid was able to take us because we paid $10,000 for a training facility, but it works.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, so for that class, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And they talk about it, and we don't have chickens out our barn now because of the bird flu.
Yeah.
We got daggone geese from the... I wish we'd get rid of them, but we can't get rid of our geese because we're on school grounds, but we can't do anything with them. But no, that's a big thing. Kids, it talks some in there, but it's actually real world teaching. Say, guys, this is affecting some of you. It's affecting little Johnny's family farm over here.
Right.
And I'm sure in the other ag classes some, but for that, it's a great, bad way to learn, but it's a great learning experience because it hits home. Kind of like when the COVID hit.
It is.
You know, kids talk. There was a lot of stress with kids on that one.
Yeah.
And stuff, but this one is probably more close to home.
Yeah.
I mean, that killed people. You know, this.
It really this is tougher. Amazing. How the bird flu has affected our area and how it touches the lives of so many.
Yep.
And these kids see their parents. I mean, I get emotional because I see the you know, we're out there working and we see all this. And we see moms and dads having to put their livelihoods down.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a really serious situation. And I know you know, you've got those kids that are hearing it from their mom and dad and their folks and grandpa and grandmas, and it really is a tough time. And for the
during COVID, you know, my son was a freshman, and I just told this the other day, and he came for like a month there. Every night we had to talk. He was scared to death. Are we going to sell our house? I mean, it was. And I said, you know, luckily we were okay. And that's the first time he asked me, do you have an emergency fund? But then to give examples that, you know, Paul, that's why we did. But, you know, look at some of the other parents whose people, you know, they worked, say maybe at Crown, got laid off. And I gave an example one. But I said, Paul, think of it. That's why we don't spend everything. I mean, you don't get 10 gifts at Christmas. You got 3.
Yeah.
In that there. And I remember when things start to get a little better, go carry out. Help the restaurants. Yeah. So, Paul, we're going to go. I think so. We're at the bowling alley tonight. Once we don't pray. Well, can we afford it? I said, yeah, we're fine.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I'll take 6 wings. Okay. You want fries? That's another $2. Paul, we can afford the French fries.
So it's really a lot like when me, you, and Pert went to Jimmy's, and I had to buy every time because you was tight as a new boot.
All I remember, you had your first
communion. Trying to get him and Pert to buy something.
You had your first communion money. I thought we needed Raid because there's moths come out of your billfold or wallet. Stuff was only about $1 back then, wasn't it?
Me, you, and Pert would take turns sliding the bills to each other.
But no, it is. It's, you know, and it's part. And I think what's unique about us, it's real world stuff. Like when there's a recall on a cars, it's a great training moment for automotive kids. It's real. I mean, it's not in science class here at Colwire, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, whatever. Oh, we got to work on this. The seatbelt, I mean, the airbags. That's a perfect training. And it makes sense to the kids. They know they need that.
Yeah.
So it's just like the bird flu is a perfect example, or medical field. COVID, don't talk about some real world training when we had that with our kids in med prep, you know, and how they helped us so we could stay open, like, you know, with masking or whatever stuff. So I know, Bubba, that's hard to open. It's got saran wrap on it.
I know. What do you got here?
Open them up. It's pretty cool.
Is it?
I brought you some tchotchkes. Yeah,
I seen these here and I thought, what bush are you bringing me?
Well, you guys have been good to us over the years and stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
Look at the shape of them.
It's star,
Yeah. One of the ladies said, oh, we got those, and we had state grants, so we kept under our $20 for every $100. We made sure we got a good deal on those.
Paul's going to be eating these for supper, ain't he?
He don't know. He hasn't a girlfriend yet, so I don't think he cares.
Yeah. His breath. Dad's a loser.
He's there for school. That's what he's there for.
So, But about Bubba and Feed time, although they're already in here and helping us with the insight. Anything you want to throw in, wrapping stuff up, and anything that like deadlines or things coming up that people need to know about, and most of what they need to know about are the schools feed them that when it's time.
Exactly. But, and if you have a child that's still interested, we still take sign-ups, go online or give us a call. We have some openings in several programs. There's a lot of shifting and stuff going on right now. But like I said, yeah, 7 or 8 of our programs are full. About 4 or 5 other ones are within a person or two. Mm-hmm. And there's a need for them. And it's a great opportunity. And like I said, it's not for everyone. But if you're bored at your home school and you're hands-on, We're a great opportunity. I mean, it's just like you both had said it earlier. It's just what has transpired over the last 41 years. It's our 41st year, and it first started with 3 schools and where we're at now. And,
that's why it's TriStar, right?
Exactly right. And there was questions about new school. Should we change the name of it? Like, Green Lake this or this or this. We had to teach that everybody knows what it is. Big Ten has 16 teams. You can't get that back. You can't that marketing.
When you say TriStar, you don't think to yourself, "Try." That means 3. So who's that? Isn't what TriStar means? What you guys are and what you're doing. It doesn't try to figure out why they got the name.
Yep.
That's what I do, but most people don't do.
And it's part of the legacy. I mean, there's nothing.
Absolutely.
There's McDonald's has its arches, so they're never going to change. That because
the flag still only has 13 stripes instead of 50.
Yep.
So it does do change the stars, but it don't change the stripes.
Yep.
So
I appreciate it and good seeing you. I always love coming back over the hometown here a little bit. Yep. My mom grew up here and stuff. And
yep. We appreciate it a lot, and I'd say good luck, but I don't know that you really need it.
Bush, how many years you got in?
This is 27. Yeah, 27 TriStar and 37 overall.
Okay.
Yep.
So you're
in my first 6 were here.
Yeah. So you're close.
I can go anytime.
That's right.
Yeah, I got a sophomore in high school and one in college. So, it's so fun. I mean, honestly, when kids come up, it's cool.
Yeah.
And like you said, if you and the other people that have been there a while all would leave within 2 or 3 years, a gigantic amount of knowledge and why this is done is gone, and then people have to reinvent stuff, and that isn't necessarily a good thing. Changing with upgrading and stuff like that, that's good, but when you don't have any idea why this is this way, and then you start doing it a different way and find out it doesn't work, you already found out it didn't work. Yeah. So when you do it that way, so I think you mentioned earlier, you make mistakes. That's how you learn stuff. You were talking about that with some of the kids. You make a mistake when you're building the house, and then you learn that. You don't do that anymore.
You fix it, and we always joke, we try different things. We call it the cemetery of bad ideas. And a couple of things, and we do it, and we tried that. We buried it. Don't you ever bring it up again. Anyone brings it up again, go back there, look at the little tombstone, or we jokingly say, don't bring that up.
Yep. And if everybody leaves at the same time that knows that stuff, that's not good. They have to relearn that stuff and start their own cemetery of bad ideas and rebury that same thing again.
You spend money, you waste money and time. That's the big thing.
Yep. So, all right. Well, again, we appreciate it a lot.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate seeing you guys again, as always.
Yep. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.